Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hey, good morning.
Today is Wednesday, November 20th, actually, and Thanksgiving is coming up next week,
right?
Exactly a week from today. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, lots of eating to do.
Yeah, a little break from
work. Bring your elastic pants.
Yeah. I know, the yoga pants, right?
So it's raining today, and it was hailing. Raining. I had my window open. There were little pieces of hail flying into my window. I leave my window open because for some reason, my room doesn't, the air conditioning doesn't flow into my room, so I'm just like so hot in there all the time.
Right,
so I leave my window open, and I had to close it today because it was hailing.
Yeah, I did too. But you know what? The thing is this, is that I was really irritated because I was sort of, my window's open also, and I sort of like, during my sleep, during the night, I was listening for rain. It was never happening, right?
Yeah.
And I get up in the morning and it's sunny. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? You know, I'm really pissed. So I posted on Facebook and stuff, being really like a rant. That it just never rains out here, right?
Does it rain in Israel?
And it was all bullshit. Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah. The rains there are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so much for wearing the winter clothes that I was looking forward to so much wearing today.
You're kind of wintry today.
Well, I just put it in a sweater now because I got cold. But
it's a snazzy
my shoes,
sweater.
My feet are freezing. And I was going to wear my Uggs and everything.
Oh,
and
the cozy
a sweater.
Ones.
And a leather jacket, but forget about that.
Well,
you
as
know.
You see, I didn't hold back today. I was like, it's below 60. I'm wearing furry stuff. I can't wait. Yeah. No, I love it. This is kind of like, I love the hot, sunny weather, but I'm really excited about this rain.
I know. Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. And then I get in here, and it still didn't rain till I got here. Now I'm looking outside the window, and it's raining, of course.
Mm.
And I just don't get to enjoy it. I don't know what the hell's going on. But
I was at the gym at 7:30 this morning, and it was pouring.
Really?
Yeah, downtown.
Oh,
pouring.
Well, so much for where I live, you know.
Yeah, you're in the valley, though, yeah?
Yeah, but still, I mean, look, it rains here, but in Tarzana, it was sunny in the morning. I started laughing. I'm like, that figures, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. I made a post this morning. I was like, it's raining in L.A. I hope everyone's okay. Please mark yourselves safe if you're okay. Because everyone has, like, a meltdown in the rain here.
I know.
But I'm impressed. Everyone drove really well on the highway. I was expecting some crazy bones out there.
So it was raining while you were driving?
Yeah, it was pouring.
Oh, okay.
It was pouring.
You see, not where I came from.
Yeah.
So much for that. Well, maybe I'll enjoy some later on today. But they're saying it's really not going to stay around that long.
Mm.
I mean, because when I looked at the weather also, it's like, 20% at 11 o'clock. And, you know, and
scattered
this, like,
showers.
Scattered throughout the day.
So you didn't hear the thunder either.
No, I didn't hear
anything.
Oh, we
had crazy crackling thunder downtown, yeah.
So how did it not get here? I don't know.
Maybe just the hills and valleys, I guess. I don't know.
Stopping the thunder.
Yeah. The different pockets of air.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a weatherman or a woman.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, and like I told you, in the winter, I like the winter because then you get to take out your nice clothes and everything.
I know.
Not just the t-shirts.
Not just the sweaty t-shirts.
Right.
They're just wrinkled and sticking to you and like.
But I was wearing my summer shoes because I thought, watch how I get in the car. It'll be sunny and hot, you know, when I get out of here in the afternoon. So I thought, whatever.
I have like five pairs of shoes in my car at all time. I'm like, I have strappy heels. I have a pair of sneakers.
Well, I think you're a woman, you know.
I know, but you never know, you know. Like after here, I have a PA job, so I need sneakers on. And then now I'm wearing boots because it's raining outside. And you need everything.
Oh, well. Well, we're going to talk about clothes and fashion in just a moment. We have a special guest in the studio. If you guys want to check us out on in video, you can see us on Facebook Live, LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. And you'll see us there. Yesterday we had a couple of great guests, right?
Oh, yeah. They were so nice.
Yeah, they're
really
nice.
Yeah, it was great to have them on.
But you know, he calls the show I'm So Vain, and I think he's pretty vain, don't you think?
No, he seems nice.
He is very nice.
I mean, I think we're all vain is kind of his message. We all have that vanity inside of us.
But he says it's the guests that are, it's meant for the guests. So what does it say about the guests, you know?
I mean,
I'm inviting you because you're vain, you know?
Yeah, maybe, but yeah.
I don't know, but for someone who loves to talk about themselves a lot, it's great. But I love him to death. I love
him. Oh, he's awesome. Yeah. She was great too.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool guest.
And it's cool, you know, like no matter where you're coming from, no matter what your level of vanity, it's cool that, you know, he created that book to help reach out to people. Because obviously, he's an actor as well. Right. So, you know, being an actor, you have to start with some level of vanity. And if you don't have vanity, you learn vanity and you're surrounded by vanity and people that are extremely vain. So to have that kind of background, it almost like takes one to know one kind of thing. Right, you know, right. You got to have that behind you in order to be able to create a workbook for people. You know, it's like someone who's never gone through any trauma teaching you how to get through trauma.
Right.
You know what I mean?
People are like that, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You get like dating experts who are still single in their 40s.
Yeah, like know? Patty Stanger. Matchmaker, you know, millionaire. I love her, though.
Yeah, you get coaches that definitely don't know how to live their lives, you know, but they'll tell
those
you how to
do
live.
Those who can't teach, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. You know? But
there's a lot of everything out there.
There you go.
Never ends.
But yeah, but no, I love Josh to death and Nancy as well. They're great people. And
so tall.
Yeah, right? They were both very tall.
Like, my gosh, I just couldn't have gotten 3 more inches.
I know.
It's all like, I needed.
I'm only 5'8", and he's 6'4", and I'm thinking, God, you know, that's like, you know, like 6 inches more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's 8 inches. Eight inches.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a lot.
I know.
You know, that's a lot. So you feel like small and stuff. And then I'm thinking, you know, all the tall people, they get to see everybody's top of their heads.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was like up to his armpit when we took the picture. Like, he literally could have cupped his armpit around the top of my head.
Right.
That was another thing I had about living in New York that I hated was commuting. I'm either right in everyone's armpit, but I'm also the height that everyone's like coffee breath in the morning was just cascading down my face.
Okay.
So I'm just smelling everyone's like a hot acidic coffee stomach every morning. I'm just like holding my breath on the train like, oh God.
Yeah. Well, you can have New York for yourself. I'm not interested.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, we're going to introduce our guest right now, a returning guest, and he's returning because he's awesome. His name is Jonathan Mark Stein. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Welcome.
Of course. You were here how long ago? Like several months ago?
Yeah, like 6, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And I invited him to come back because he's awesome and he does a lot of great things and you've won a lot more awards and things like that recently, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that as well. But let's find out a little bit about you. I may ask you some things I already have, but many of the listeners probably did not hear. Plus, I forget very quickly, so it'll be fresh to me. So, I wanted to ask you, I don't even remember, but you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Were you born in Israel?
No,
but your parents, right?
No, just some cousins and stuff.
But, oh, I see. Okay, but you were born here. Your parents are American and everything. Okay, cool. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
We're all Jewish.
Yeah.
L'chaim.
You notice how we have a lot of Jewish kids.
We're also in L.A. There's
we've overrun
so many.
The city.
L.A.'s kind of saturated with it.
Well, New York has more.
It's true. I haven't had any bagels since I've been out here, though.
Really?
Yeah. How are the bagels out here?
Some are good. If you go to like Western bagels, it's pretty good. Western bagel.
Yeah.
Noah's is good as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noah's. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, people say bagels.
Bagels, right?
Bagel.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I hate it. I'm like, it's bagel. They're like, yeah, I'd like a bagel. I'm like, yeah, no. I don't know what that is.
You know that in Israel, pretzels are called bagels too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah, because it's made by a company named Bagel or something, you know. So, yeah, I think that the person's last name is Bagel. I don't know how it got to that, but, you know.
They just love bagels so much they changed their name.
A lot of the soft pretzels that are on circles, not.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well.
The best bagel I ever had was a pumpernickel bagel with everything seasoning on it.
Oh, wow.
It was the best one ever. Yeah, I've yet to find that again.
Oh, wow. Now I'm getting hungry. So.
Yeah, we always end up on food. I think that's my fault.
We do that. And it didn't used to be like that for me because I'd eat a cookie edible in the morning, you know, before coming to work.
And that wouldn't make you think about food more?
No, not at all.
Are you kidding?
No, because it's a cookie, you know. I mean, it killed your appetite.
See, I feel like
when you... cigarettes and stuff, too, you know.
I've never, ever had an edible or smoked weed where I've thought... wow, that really killed my appetite.
Really?
Yeah, like whenever I take an edible, I'm like, this was delicious. They should give you a pack of unmedicated ones to eat right after.
Right.
You know, I got these like blue gummies and I brought some to my best friend and we just like ate them so, it was like one and we just ate it so slowly. We're like, this is the best gummy I've ever had.
Yeah. Oh, well, I put less things in my mouth now, so I'm hungry more, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
But I eat a lot of great stuff, you know. But at any rate, Jonathan, you're an L.A. native? Were you born here?
No, I was born in Cincinnati, but
oh, really?
I'm a native now.
Oh, wow. And what age did you guys move out here?
Just me. I moved out here just about 2 years ago now.
Oh, I see. Nice. Okay, so without your family, just you. What was it like in Cincinnati? I mean, you get like the winter.
It's very cold. Yeah, because we get the lake effect, and I went to school in Cleveland, so it would be like negative 30 around this time.
Wow. And so you're a fashion designer,
yeah.
And I can imagine how you'd be inspired by clothes living back east. Here, there's not a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the summer, how many clothes can you wear? How many different variations, right?
Not many, yeah.
Not many, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, winter is definitely easier to dress for.
Right, you know, because you get the coats and the jackets and
scarves,
and
the
scarves
layers,
and even
earmuffs,
gloves sometimes and things like that, you know. Nice pants and boots and
so many gloves.
Right?
Such a pain in the butt, though. Yeah.
So I go and shop for winter clothes and then I wait for the winter and it never comes. You know.
It did snow last year in Malibu, though. Remember that?
What's that?
It snowed last year in Malibu here.
Really?
For like 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
That's
remember
so crazy.
That. Yeah. But I know I traveled up north to see my friends in Northern California, and I took my summer clothes, and it got really cold, so I went and got Uggs for the first time, and I loved them, you know?
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Like amazing.
I used to make fun of my sister. Her and I worked together bartending at a club once, like, really long time ago, and she wore Uggs, and I used to laugh at her about them. I'm like, your stupid shoes. I'm like, they look like moon boots. Like, I just rag on her, and one day I left my work shoes at home, and she wasn't working, and she's like, just go, because we shared a locker. She was like, just go in the locker and wear my Uggs, and I was like, ugh, fine. I put them on, and I was like, oh.
So comfy.
So squishy.
So comfy, and it looks pretty cool with jeans and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how did you get into fashion design? That's not many people do, especially men, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So because you're doing women's fashions and stuff, right?
Yeah, I do men's and women's. But when I was getting my degree in school, I went for mechanical engineering. And then all of a sudden, like my sophomore year, I saw a fashion show. And I was like, this is it.
This
I'm
is what
do
you
this
want
for
to
the
do.
Rest of my life, yeah.
Wow. And you get to be more creative than in engineering.
Very
and
creative,
stuff,
yeah.
Right?
So you design the clothing?
You design the clothing.
So everything.
And you got to see some of them if you want. You can put go on your phone. For those of you who just joined us, if you want to see Jonathan's work and stuff, you can go to JonathanMarkWithACStein.com. So JonathanMarkStein.com, and you can see all the selection, the designs and everything. I see you got some new arrivals. I'm going to look at those and check them out. But so
your name is even like a high end fashion designer.
Well,
like I'd hear it at like Nordstrom or something, or,
right?
Yeah, or even its own little store on Fifth Ave.
Well,
yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, you got to present yourself. You know,
totally.
So that's cool. Now, So you became interested in fashion stuff. What was it that really caught your eye about it? What fascinated you about it?
I just think like how you can be creative, you can be expressive, you can be confident. It's like an art, but you can wear it anywhere. And,
right. But to understand really women's taste and stuff takes a lot of like creativity.
Yeah, a lot
it
of
It really
practice,
does,
yeah.
Right? Because I wouldn't know how to do it. You know, I mean, I design like crotchless bikinis and stuff for everybody, you know?
Or like the ones made out of the candy necklaces.
Yeah, <right. laughs> I would never be able to imagine like a dress or anything like that. But that's good. So when I don't know where that came from.
But I'm still on it. I'm not over it.
So so you started with women's fashions?
I did, yeah.
And what do? You like draw it or something first?
Yeah,
and
I sketch it out, then I go look for fabric. How does
it appear to you? Does it just in your mind you start seeing it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, like, I see what other people wear and how to improve upon it, how to make it my own. So it's a big process.
Yeah. Wow. So take us through the process. I mean, really, it's so you sit down and you draw your whatever's on your mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you just see something and you go, I'm going to modify this. Mm-hmm. I can make it different. Yeah, or different or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so then what do? You get like, do you have to get fabric and make a prototype of it?
Yeah, so for like when I'm making a collection, I first make a mood board, like what do I think the colors would be, the styles, what kind of hardware, and then I go look at fabric, and then I sketch it, and then I go look at fabric again, I get rid of it, and I get more fabric. It's a lot of like give and take.
Trial and error, right?
Is fabric considered hardware?
No, hardware is like the O-rings or like
buttons
zippers
and
buttons.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All the metal stuff, yeah.
Oh, and the buttons and all that stuff. Wow. That's interesting. So, so the material, the fabric, you're not sure until you keep trying different ones.
Yeah,
right?
I take a lot of stuff back. Yeah.
Really?
I bet.
Well, but you don't buy that much of it, right? I mean, you just buy enough to make it
for collections. I just make enough for the collection, and then if people want more, it's sometimes hard to find the same fabric again.
But you don't make the collection until you like the prototype, right?
Yeah. I make a sample of everything before I.
Right. Yeah. And as far as the sizes, I mean, what do you usually go for? Is that really the skinny girls and everything? Or?
No, so like a normal sample size is like a 0 or 2, but I try to go for like the 6'8", 4'6", 8" kind of area because, I mean, especially with LA, everybody's augmented and it's much harder to fit people here. So
really?
I try to be more body inclusive and I make sizes up to like 18, 20. So.
Wow. Women appreciate that.
So why is it harder to fit people here? With more diversity of bodies? And
yeah, I mean, like the normal, like when you sketch out the pattern, you have to change every curve. And once you change a single curve, you have to change another curve. And because they'll have the same size waist, but their top or their bottom will be way bigger or way smaller.
Right, like they got boob jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, or like tummy lipo and butt implants. Hip implants.
Oh, God.
Quadricep implants, bicep implants.
That's true,
chest
right?
implants, yeah.
Yeah, six-pack implants.
My God, you know. So, I hear what you're saying. So,
what does your house look like? Do you just have like fabric everywhere?
Yeah, I try to keep it just in my studio, but sometimes I drag it to every room.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's
it's
awesome.
Very messy.
I imagine.
Controlled chaos, though.
Yeah.
I know where everything is.
That's so the way it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know where everything is in all of my piles.
Exactly. Don't move anything.
Yeah, don't touch it. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. And you have a studio at home?
Yeah.
That you work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now, do you have like regular models that you bring up to try it on? Or is it more on mannequins in that?
I originally put it on a dress form to make sure it fits. And then I bring in a fit model to make sure it fits on like a normal person. Because dress forms are like hard and people are squishy. And it just fits way differently on a person than it would on the dress form. So.
Yeah. Does it get frustrating sometimes to try to... to get just the right shape?
It's a lot of work because, you know, everybody's different. Like, you make a 4'6", could look completely different on somebody who's the same size.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Plus, everyone's proportions are so,
so different.
Vastly different. Yeah.
So how do you deal with that? But I can imagine the only one type of body would fit into a certain dress or, right? So... So you do like different sizes later and things like that?
I do,
I see, okay.
But when I'm dressing like a celebrity, you know, they send me their measurements.
Right.
And I make it exactly those
and
measurements.
And that's customized for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. That's pretty cool,
that
huh?
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does it take you to make, what piece has taken you the longest and how long?
So I made this really long dress with a huge train. It probably took me 2 to 3 weeks. But, I mean, with celebrities, they don't know what they're going to wear until the last minute. So a lot of the times, those custom pieces, I'll have 24 hours to 2 days to make it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And you're probably just in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of freaking out.
Yeah, I bet. What do you have any like methods to keep yourself calm when you feel overwhelmed?
I try to take like a couple seconds to myself and like freak out inside and get it over with so I don't show them that I'm freaking out. Yeah.
I understand that one.
Now, do you work by yourself mostly or do you have assistants?
I have interns and assistants and I try to, you know, but I still have to do most of it myself because, you know, it's your work. So you want it to be perfect. And if they make a mistake, you have to fix it. So it's a lot of going
back. You can't do everything either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now you have to, well, you don't have to, but you probably, you design for like the next season usually, right?
6 months ahead, yeah.
6 months ahead, yeah. Because if you notice, you go to the stores and they have like winter clothes in the summer and you go, how am I going to buy these clothes? I can't even imagine wearing them right now. But that's the way it has to be, right? I mean, you have to be ahead of the curve. So people can buy it in advance, you know?
See, I think that's anxiety-inducing for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I just settled into the season, and now you're, like, throwing it at me. I feel it makes me a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, in 100-degree weather, you walk into Macy's or something, or Nordstrom, and you see this thick coat, and you go, come on, I can't relate to this right now.
Yeah.
But
so, also, ooh, I want it.
Right. So how long is, like, the turnover before... I mean, you design it. Does it go right into the stores as soon as a buyer likes it?
So, like, a lot of designers now are doing it where you can buy the collection directly after the show. I mean, it's better for people. It's better for marketing. So I've been trying to do that. And everything goes into my showroom for, like, celebrity placements right away. Mm-hmm. And then I just opened a store in Dubai. So
congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah. Branded with your name and everything?
Yeah. So it's in a department store, but it's like my own section. So it's really nice. And I put all the new stuff in there as well.
And really?
Yeah.
So you talk about collections. So essentially, you don't make just one thing. You have like a whole series of things that you make.
Yeah.
Are they like related in a way or?
Yeah, so everything's different, but I try to like carry a theme through every piece, whether it's like hardware, whether it's color, whether it's print, you know, it's all different, but you want every piece to be different, but still look like it could belong together.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Have you been to a fashion show before?
Yeah, I've been to a few.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to a few in Philly, a few in New York. I've PA'd on them. I've done, you know, setup, breakdown. I've done all the film stuff for it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of work, huh? A
lot of work.
And a lot of, you have to have a thick skin because I would imagine you get criticism and things like that as well, right?
Nothing bad yet, but.
Yeah. No, that's but good. I mean. But people will criticize, say, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's always like people that don't agree with what you do, you know.
People love to disagree.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That's why there's so many designers. You fill every niche. Everybody's a different style. So,
right.
You know, it's okay. Everybody has a different taste.
Right.
Totally.
Now, do you have a certain style or are you pretty diverse in the different designs that you have?
I'm pretty diverse, but I like to keep everything modern and edgy and something that like everybody can wear. But like I take a traditional dress like chiffon long. I try to make it look like it could work for somebody who's older or who has traditional taste. But it could also wear like a modern woman as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to also match it to the age group maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things like that, right?
So coming from colder climates, do you feel that your pieces reflect more LA style with the warmer weather and sunshine? Or do you think they affect more of that like colder, kind of darker New Yorkish?
Yeah, so like when I do New York Fashion Week, I try to make it more look New York-y, like more heavy coats and heavy things. But like since I mainly work here and all my clients are here, I tried to make like an LA winter where it's heavy, but you could still wear it in the summer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. You definitely should check out the website because, I mean, it's easy to talk about it. But when you guys check out when you really see the designs and the clothes, I mean, you really go all out. You know, I mean, it's not just simple things. You have really intricate designs, very sexy, very fashionable. And I mean, I know that women don't like to wear things that other women wear and things like that. So, I mean, do you limit the number of pieces you would sell of a particular design? How does it work?
So
the buyers probably do, right?
But everything on my website, there's multiples of each. And right. then I also have a couture line where it's just one of a kind.
Ah.
The stuff like you would see on a red carpet. Like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you showed up on the red carpet, it's the same dress as somebody else. It's a huge ordeal. And you want to avoid that.
It's a big
that.
Deal, yeah. right?
Yeah. For sure. Well, then you get the who wore it better mm-hmm. in the tabloid yeah. magazines. It's like who true. Wore it better for like all of them. And it's, yeah.
So you would say in those awards, mostly people... Get custom.
Mostly custom, yeah. Or I take a piece that I had and I change it up so it's different.
Right. Wow. Yeah. It's interesting, you know, I mean, about all this, like, not wanting to wear the same as somebody mm-hmm. else and that. But, yeah, I guess, you know, when you're a celebrity, you can afford to do that, you know.
The dream.
Yeah.
The dream.
So, yeah, so I'm looking at women's fashions here, and you have both summer and winter things and stuff. I see right now you have more summery stuff, right?
Because mm-hmm. yeah.
now we're in the winter and you're
yeah,
looking
I just
forward.
Showed my latest collection in Dubai, which was my spring-summer 2020 collection. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. So you went to a fashion show there as well?
Yeah, it was my first international one.
Wow.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. And
That's
Dubai,
so cool.
huh?
How did you feel
and
going
And they let
there?
You in as a Jew,
Good.
Man?
I mean... Like my friend, he runs the whole show, and uh-huh. he's from here, from Ohio. So he like talked me through it. Like, we don't care that you're Jewish, but you know other people will. So just yeah. don't say. Like when I was interviewed right after my show, like I mentioned Israel, like that's where my family's from, and they just like stopped me right there. Like, let's start over.
So. Yeah! Wow! Wow!
Wow! The world is such
that
a crazy
sucks,
place,
man. But it, but you penetrated the market there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Ha-ha, Jew penetrated your market.
How did you, so how did you end up there? Because of people that you knew here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they suggested go to Dubai and
yeah, they offered me a deal I couldn't refuse. And I've been trying to branch out, do an international show. I mean, there's Paris, London, but, you know, this yeah. was the right fit for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are harder to get into, the European ones?
They're all... extremely hard to get into. I mean, yeah. in Dubai, I showed with like top designers like Rami Kadi. He dresses everybody, J-Lo, everybody of that caliber. So,
yeah. Well, there you go. That's a step in the right direction, you know?
And yeah. I mean,
you're adding more to your resume and to mm-hmm. your portfolio and things,
yeah.
you know? So, very cool. And you got your name there in the stores. And
mm-hmm.
wow, very cool.
Yeah, that's
what's
really awesome.
What store are you in?
So it's called 1422.
Uh-huh.
It's the first Ready Couture store in the world, which is, Ready Couture is like stuff you find on the rack at like Nordstrom mixed with like couture that you'd see on the red carpet. So it's like a mix right. in between.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I know a lot of people fly to Dubai just for... just to shop, right? Mm-hmm. I mean...
So
like,
yeah, I flew there for coffee yeah. last week.
Yeah, right? I know. Their duty-free is like world famous.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I
got
love duty-free.
So much stuff in there.
It's like
but
$10 for a giant Toblerone.
Yeah. Well, what's great is there's no tax in Dubai at all. So
oh, wow.
The tax is included in the price.
Right.
Wow.
And, yeah. Now, I'm looking here. So, so you go seasonal. Now... I mean, that's a lot of designs you have here, and this is just for one season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I imagine you're, like, busy all the time.
Busy all the time, yeah. I mean, I just got back, like, at the end of October,
uh-huh.
and this week I started on my new collection. So there's literally no break in between anything for me.
Yeah.
When was the last time you took time off for yourself?
In Dubai, I went to the beach.
Okay. Yeah, that counts.
One day.
That totally counts. Yeah. Absolutely. You wow. need to take that time for yourself. Otherwise, your body will take yeah. it for you.
As soon as I tried to take a break, I got more jobs or more placements. So,
yeah.
I mean, which is great for me, but, you know, bad for my health.
Totally. I mean, when the momentum's going, sometimes you just have yeah. to roll with it.
Mm-hmm. Especially sure. in fashion. If you stop, you could just be dropped off the map.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in entertainment, so.
Yeah.
I get
you
that
have to keep
one.
Relevant.
You got to stay relevant, yeah. exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm looking at the men's fashion here. He's got a lambskin metallic vest.
Mm.
That's interesting. And so totally open in the front and everything. Wow, there's some stuff. I mean, do people really wear this, like the studded mink vest?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who wears it? I mean, without a shirt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think somebody wore that to some award show. He just didn't wear any shirt underneath it.
Right.
You live in L.A., I feel like.
That's true. I guess it's not for, it's not like to walk on the street with. It's to go to events.
Yeah. Really? I feel like in New York, they would walk on the street
they
like
would.
That.
Really?
Yeah, totally. New York is like a circus.
Yeah, right.
For sure. There's a circus constantly, like a circus parade just walking down the street at you at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine someone would wear this walking on the street. It's pretty, it's not cheap, you know? And so it's not just some weirdo you'd see wearing this. I mean, yeah. This is like big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Full couture gowns just walking down the street, but like couture gowns with like sneakers
mm-hmm.
is what would be going on in New York.
Yeah. I'm checking out some more of the stuff now. Let's see accessories here. So you design accessories as well?
I do, yeah.
I love accessories.
Yeah, like a silk scarf. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so scarves, again, this is not something that you'd wear in L.A. necessarily.
Are you looking on, is there a website?
Yeah,
and that's what you're looking
he's
on?
He's got his website. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
JonathanMarkStein.com.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
You're not listening to me. That's your problem.
I'm listening. I'm here. I'm here with you.
Okay, so yeah, so I see you have, 1422 and yeah.
Is it Jonathan with an H or just J-O-N?
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, the Jewish way to spell it.
Yeah, yeah.
And is it Mark with a C or a K?
C.
The C, yeah. All right. Well, Jonathan does not have an H after the O.
I know a few Jonathans that go J-O-H-N.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I thought it's only J-O-N.
Nah.
I don't know. What do I
just
know?
Just for us.
Yeah. What do you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Definitely just for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. I'm like looking at some of the stuff here. Now,
the shiny stuff.
What's that?
I like the shiny stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much.
Mm.
And there's pictures of the fashion shows as well, mm-hmm. with people walking through it and stuff. Now, so when you put the show together, do you have, like, models that you choose from? Are they mm-hmm. usually the same ones, or do you hire different ones?
So they, like, give me a portfolio of all the models that they cast them beforehand, and then I pick what I want. And then,
oh, okay. So it's like casting a movie.
Mm-hmm,
almost,
yeah.
Right?
And it's a lot of removing them and taking them back because they may look good on paper, but they may not be able to walk. So
really?
I do a second casting just for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of things you have to know about, mm-hmm. you know?
So
I salute you for that, man.
It's a shit show behind the stage, but it looks flawless in the front.
Yeah.
It always is,
and
right?
He's so young, and he understands the industry so well. You
That's
know?
Good. I mean, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you've got such a future ahead of you. I mean, I can imagine. Do you often have like a writer's block where you want to design something and
nothing
comes up?
Lots of times,
yeah right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like you almost have to design on command and it doesn't happen that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, so usually the pressure helps me a lot because I have to get it done.
Yeah. Pressure really helps sometimes.
Yeah.
What was the first piece you ever put together?
I think I made a pair of pants for my mom or something. Like,
awesome.
So long ago, yeah.
Does she still have them?
I don't know. I've made so many things for her from then, so
yeah
that's very nice. So your family, I imagine, support you in this?
Yeah, my parents are my managers. They come to every show with me.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
And even my brothers try to. They have full-time jobs, but they still take time off. And
wow, you're very lucky that way. You know, not everybody gets support, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, you send your son to learn mechanical engineering, suddenly he comes back with, hey, I'm gonna do fashion design, and you go, well, what?
Wait a minute.
You know, because it's probably hard to get into.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know,
at first they wanted me to do like a practical job. So I mean,
right?
If you're Jewish, it's doctor, lawyer, or engineer. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that's what I had to do. Yeah. And then 2 years into college, you're like, oh, you could have done whatever you wanted. I was like, thanks for telling me 2 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're lucky that way. You know, not many parents would support you in that way. Mm-hmm. You know,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like get a real job type of thing, mm-hmm. like you said. You know. But
my parents were always so whimsical about it.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, whatever you want to do is fine. I'm like, okay.
But you got quite a line. I mean, and so
yeah,
do you
really
have
beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
On your website, is that everything that you ever designed or just more later stuff, more recent stuff?
I archive the old stuff, but it's, I think the last three collections are on my website.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff here.
I like the leather stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, that's actually what I'm known for is leather. Yeah. Everybody loves it.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Balmain. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Balmain.
Yeah. Okay.
Balmain.
Yeah. Whoops.
speak the French.
Yeah, big fan of their work.
I love Olivier. Yeah, he's so talented.
Yeah.
So you take inspiration from some of the from the bigger ones too, right?
I take a little bit, but you know, I try to make everything my own, like
unique. Yeah, original.
It's hard because I mean, trends are pretty much everybody copying off each other.
Really?
I definitely don't like that. I like making my own trends. Because I don't want people to say, oh, you're the next Alexander McQueen. I want them to say, oh, you're Jonathan Mark Stein. So you have to build that respect for yourself. Yeah.
Right. And it sometimes probably inevitably happens that you come up with similar designs and stuff because people come from the same schools pretty much.
Yeah.
It like happens with cars too. If you notice cars, like every year, they're pretty much they're similar to each other in many ways, you know, because they all graduate from the same schools, you know, and they all learn the same stuff and read the same things and
influenced by the same teachers.
Yeah, you know, so to stay original and stuff, I think is a big deal, you know.
Yeah, you have to in today's crazy, crazy competitive market.
It is.
Now, so do you design for larger sizes too?
Yeah, design
every size.
You set
up to 18, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, to 18.
Yeah.
You do bigger upon request, probably?
On request, yeah. I mean, until I, like, build myself, it's harder to make lots of different sizes because it's very expensive.
Sure.
So right now it's just made to order, but, you know, once I get there, I'll make every size,
Yeah.
I love to be body inclusive. I mean, everybody's different sizes, and the average size in America is definitely not...
Not a zero, right?
Yeah, plus people fluctuate so much, too.
Exactly.
You know, they say the average person fluctuates 10 to 15 pounds every year.
Really?
Yeah, up and down.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, especially when I'm, like, making the custom stuff for the red carpet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I make it to their size, and then when I go to fit them, it doesn't fit, and then they get mad at me like it's my fault.
Yeah, that they've been on a juice cleanse for 2 weeks.
Wow. So you've got some celebrity clients too, right?
Yeah. I'm almost to my 100th client, yeah.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh. Amazing.
I think I'm at like 90-something now.
Wow. And they all keep coming back? And
keep coming back, yeah. I have a lot of big people that have returned 2 or 3 times now.
Jeez.
Have you worked with anyone that was a total nightmare?
Yeah.
You don't have to name names, obviously.
Yeah, don't give us names, but...
Yeah, so I had to make... She was going to be performing at the MTV EMAs, I think, in Spain.
Yeah.
And I had 24 hours to make 2 custom looks, and one dress over the top would rip off, and then underneath she'd have this short leather outfit, and she didn't even pay me yet. I went to go fit it on her. She wouldn't let me fit her. She wouldn't let me in the house. She just wanted her stylist to do it, so I left. I came back. And then they said it wouldn't work out. Even though it fit perfectly, it was what they wanted.
Wow.
How disappointing. I still haven't got paid for it. Yeah.
Some people are just not happy no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You know.
But to have someone work so hard and quickly and then not pay them, that's the ugliest thing ever. You
it
know?
Is. It is. But people don't think outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
They don't.
I mean,
they're
but
just
they
like, this is what's going on in my life.
That's what I don't understand there. I mean, they wouldn't go home without a paycheck, you know? I mean, why do this to other people? You know, I mean, if it doesn't work out,
I know.
I think they're so used to getting stuff for free, and if it's not perfect, because, like, stylists, they pull, like, 100 different looks for each client, and they pick one. And when you're making custom, it's a lot harder because of that, like, you want it to be perfect, but then like 5 minutes later, they'll change their mind and they'll tell you it just didn't work out, but it was because they changed their mind. So
you're dealing with the stylist more than with the person themselves, right?
I deal with the stylist, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Mm. Yeah, so there's a person in between, and they may not translate exactly what the person wants to you.
Well, they don't even know what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, my God.
You see, every profession's got its own things. You
I know.
Its own difficulties.
No matter what business you're in.
Yeah.
It's all pain in the big old butt. I'm like, why didn't I just want, like, a simple job? Just be a teacher. Just have, like, a cool 9-to-5. Call it a day.
Yeah, but then you don't get satisfaction like you do from this.
I know.
I mean, you've definitely, I mean, have you ever counted how many designs you've done, or is it pretty much no?
I'm sure it's at least 300 by now. I have no idea.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Because I've done
and you keep coming up with
maybe
new stuff,
five or six collections of 60, 70 pieces. So.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
What about shoes? Do you do shoes as well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm hoping to get into it soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you do more like the clothes themselves?
Clothes and
or the upper body and, yeah.
But I did start making custom hats, so that's cool.
Hats? Ooh, I love hats.
And I have no idea how to make them, so I don't know if I'm doing it right, but people like them. So.
Who cares what's right and wrong, right? If it works, it works.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah. So so that's interesting. So you sit there and you sew the stuff yourself for the prototypes and for the samples. And wow. So did you have to go to school to learn this stuff?
I mean,
did
I taught everything myself.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Where did
you?
YouTube? Pretty much, yeah.
Man, the internet is a crazy place.
Yeah. Mm. So I still don't know if I'm doing it right, but stuff fits and it doesn't fall off.
Exactly. So yeah.
I mean, if it works, it works, you know.
Exactly.
Who cares if you use a different method than someone else?
Yeah. So you do it right. I mean, if like you said, if it works, it works. You know, who cares? Yeah. You know, there's no rules or anything.
Yeah.
Know?
Rules suck.
Yeah. So how do you promote yourself? Do you have other people promoting for you or?
Yeah, so recently I just hired a publicist to help me out because, I mean, it's really hard to get your name out there. So she's been, like, putting my name out to press and to interviews, and I've been getting a lot of requests lately. So
really?
It's really cool, yeah.
Yeah. And your work speaks for itself, you know. It's just people have to know about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to be out there, right?
It is, yeah.
It's hard to get into fashion shows, too, and...
It's very hard, but I have, because I've shown so many times... And people love what they see. I keep getting asked to return. I get probably like 20 emails a week just from like different fashion weeks wanting to have me. But
so you're pretty established.
Yeah, that's
you
so
know?
Exciting.
I mean, you're on your way, you know. I mean,
just got to keep the hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, some of the designers are still working into their 70s and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of years to come up with a lot of different things. And I would imagine when you have... When you start being big enough to hire other designers and stuff, you're going to get bigger selection, bigger
I'll definitely be stubborn in that regard.
Yeah. Do you worry about that, like quality control for hiring, like, you know, other people to help create your stuff?
It's hard because, I mean, it's your work, so you want it to be perfect. And if they make a mistake, you fix it yourself, which is not very good because then it takes time away from other stuff.
Right now, but to create the ones you're going to put in the store, do you have to give it out and to somebody else to do?
So I'm not in the production stage yet. I make everything in-house right now, and so I make a 2 or 3 of each thing for now.
I see. So and what if you have demand for more? What happens then? You'll still make it?
No, I'll just hire out somebody. There's lots of production places in LA. I wanted to keep it local. I wanted a USA brand, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. Look, it's raining.
Even in Dubai. It is pouring, huh?
It's boring.
Yeah, well, I love it now.
You got to see it.
I'm not dressed for it, but okay, whatever. I'll go home and enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Deal with the traffic first.
Do you ever make like your own like linens and things like that for yourself?
I don't really make fabrics myself, but like I do like my own embroidery and stuff like that. So I take the mesh, I add my own Swarovski crystals and stuff like that.
Cool.
But
yeah,
making fabric is, I don't have time for that.
Of course.
Yeah, there's plenty out there, you know.
Do you ever make stuff for like your bed, like bedding for your own self?
I make my own pillows and blankets sometimes. Yeah,
that's so great.
Whenever I get time.
Yeah, if you get time.
I would love to do that. I tried to sew a curtain. My mom makes like curtains and pillowcases and stuff like that. It's just like a fun hobby of hers. I remember trying to make a curtain one time. It was such a mess. I was like, this isn't for me.
I know. It's funny because my mom now, she does absolutely nothing, right? She's at home and she's got a caregiver. But suddenly she got into this thing of, I want to start sewing again, you know? Because she worked in this when she was a teenager and stuff. And so we got her sewing machine. We didn't even know how to thread, to put the thread through. And she's like, there's something wrong with this machine. Take it back, right? So I ordered her a new one, right? Then my brother comes over and he says, I don't think it's broken. We just don't know how to use it, right? Mm-hmm. So I brought up a YouTube thing, and he figured it out. And it's working, you know?
There you
go. Maybe now she'll make something, for crying out loud.
Fun.
You know? Do something, God, you know?
I love when you say it. You're like, and my mom does absolutely nothing.
She does.
Really have a point of view about it.
No, I do. You know, it bothers me a lot.
Yeah,
but,
no, it should.
But, you know, I mean, look, but she, to her credit, she was half dead already, you know, a few months ago. And she came back to life, sort of. So
yeah, I hope she finds activity in sewing and I know. Something to do with her hands and her mind.
Yeah, hopefully she'll make some things. I don't know what the hell she's going to make, but whatever, you know. It's something to do. Jonathan, what's in the future for you, man? What are you going to do?
So right now I'm working on my new collection.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest one I've ever done. So.
Really?
How many pieces?
So I'm doing 32 total looks, which is probably about 60, 70, 80 pieces individually.
Wow. How many hours of work is that?
Wow. It's going to take me all the time. I have 4 months until my next show.
Okay.
And it's definitely not enough time, so I'm looking to like outsource a few things because now they want hats and they want gloves and they want bags. So
really,
it's going to be a long adventure. Yeah.
So they tell you what they look for, right?
No, I just my manager who like helps me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He helps me out because like celebrities, he knows what they want, he knows what they wear. So I'm trying to like cater towards more of them now. So.
Yeah, and it's cool because when you get a celebrity, then it's sort of like a testimonial, right, for you.
Yeah.
And you can say, look, I made this, I made that. It was on the red carpet. A lot of people saw it. Ah, very cool.
It's a pretty sweet resume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get featured in like the industry media and things like that sometimes?
Yeah, I get featured in Cosmo and Vogue and Harper's Bazaar. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you, man. I mean, you're really doing amazing things. And you're branching out overseas, which is cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And now people will go to Dubai. They see your stuff. They'll probably want to take it somewhere else. So, and you're original, you know. I mean, how many people do you know that do this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure
and
there's a lot.
Actually succeed and fight to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of competition, but not necessarily everybody's as talented, you know. I mean, when you have so many diversified looks that I'm looking at, I'm definitely impressed. And I don't know much about fashion, but I know I love to look at this stuff, you know. It looks really cool. Yeah. Well, maybe eventually he'll make crotchless bikinis too, but for now, that's my
Don't
domain.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah,
maybe
I know.
If they're leather.
Just I know. For you. I'll no, make one just for you.
Yeah.
He needs to be a serious one.
When's your
one.
Birthday, Sam?
That's not for me. It's actually for a woman I would be with. Come on.
You can have it and then pretend when you meet someone, just pretend that you've bought them this amazing thing and they'll hold it up and just be like, such a dude thing to buy.
I know, right? What the hell kind of designer is he?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, Jonathan Mark Stein, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
How can people find you? Obviously your website, but are you on social media as well?
Yeah, I have Instagram and Facebook at Jonathan Mark Stein. I don't really use Twitter, but
yeah. Go to Instagram, you probably see a lot of the stuff there too. And here, I'm going to go to your Instagram real quick from your website.
What's the handle?
At Jonathan Mark Stein.
Yeah. Yeah, there. You can see a lot of different things. There's your award, man. You look great. I'm really happy for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I'm sure you're going to be on Rodeo Drive and stuff soon.
I gotcha.
Also, right? I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah,
why not? So how do you get to like the big retailers and stuff? I mean, is that like through agents and managers and things like that?
So for those people, the buyers from those stores come to big shows. But the problem with like stores like Saks and all of them, you have to pay to be in them regardless. And you have to make at least, I think their requirements are you have to make $1 million a year in sales. And then you have to pay, I think it's like $200,000 to $300,000 a year just to be in there.
Just to be there.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Rent space for you.
So you're renting the space in there.
Right. Wow.
You're better off opening your own little store.
Yeah.
Plus you're more specialty stuff. So it's not like, you know, you sell at Macy's to millions of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more like exclusive stuff. Yeah. In it.
And now with the internet, there's so much of a platform.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for coming.
It was
amazing.
Great.
Like I said, you always have an open invitation. We wish you a lot more awards and recognition and growth.
Thank you.
And you've come a long way, at least in the past few months since we saw you, you know. So he's not sitting around, you know.
No.
There you go. Someone inspiring to show
that's
you.
That's a
feat
in
need,
its own.
You
I don't
need
sleep
to
anymore.
Work. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us.
All
enjoy
right.
the rain if you can. And, you know, it is pretty cool to have the rain, but now I'm trying to imagine if I had moved to Oregon, if I could stay in something like this like for weeks on end, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
I love the rain. Like, this is great. Like, I would love rain like once a week, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But back east, it just rains like four times a week.
Right.
You
That's
know?
Maybe too much.
Or snows.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And when I lived in Florida, it rained every single day, torrential downpour for like 30 minutes, and then it was dry.
Right, in
and
the
then
afternoon,
that was it.
Right?
Yeah. Totally.
Those are like electrical storms and stuff. They have that. They had that in Johannesburg when I lived there in South Africa. And then it cleans up the air and then blue sky again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I
nice.
Know. Yeah, I know.
And
oh, well.
My car's finally clean.
Yeah.
Just
maybe
didn't want
the powers
on
that,
a car wash.
Maybe the powers that be will bless us with a little more rain this year.
Yeah.
We sure could use it. You
we
know?
Could with all the fires
we
and
could.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Been very dry.
Oh, so dry.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us.
All right,
we'll
take
see
care.
You. Actually, we take tomorrow off.
Tomorrow off.
So we'll be here on Friday.
All right. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.